creature saw what they was doing and came and took the test away. Cheating will not get you anywhere. And the thing about it, folks, you start cheating in school on things, you'll cheat in life. You'll cheat in things, you'll cheat in business. You'll end up cheating on your later years if God should tarry you marry. If you're not careful, you'll cheat on your wife. And that's something that's running rampant today in this hour. But we can have victory over the devil. I said we can have victory over the power of hell. And we can defeat that devil and make sure he's dead. The one that's just, may wants us to cheat and think, say, well, I got to have a good grade. I understand that. But you don't want to cheat to get it, because what good is cheating you when you don't learn nothing from it? Oh, hallelujah. Cheating will get you nowhere. Hallelujah. Be strong. Even though you may get an F, be proud you got an F and you did it honest, than trying to cheat and still got a zero. Hallelujah. Oh, and the next point I want to bring out, I ain't going to be here for much longer, is stealing. Stealing. How many like somebody to take something that's yours that ain't theirs? Anybody like somebody to take something from you that's not theirs? Stealing this. I remember one time, years ago when I was just a young boy, we lived at behind the church where Daddy pastored, down over the hill, Miss Moses there, and we would go down and play with her daughter, my two sisters and myself would go down and play. But we went down one day, and they wasn't at home. Well, they had a bunch of apple trees out beside the road. So we go out and we just take an apple. And we go up through there just to eating away. Get up there close to the house and we're eating away. And Mama said, where'd y'all get them from? We got them off of the apple tree down at Miss Moses. Did you ask if you could have them? No. Has anybody ever taken something you didn't need, that wasn't yours, and you just took it? Be honest now. Come on now. Thank you, son. Thank you. There you go. I guarantee you're ashamed to do it and admit it. But somebody took something that wasn't theirs before in their life. Well, anyway, as I was there, I, being the youngest of the three then, Joanna wasn't born then, Mama said, you got to go back and you got to tell her that you took the apples. So here we go back down, trudging back down the hill, through the field, and guess who the spokesman was? I was the youngest. I had to say, I'm sorry we took the apples. And you know what she said? That's all right, take all you want. All you want. But you know what? If my mama and them hadn't have made us go back then and made us put that devil down then, it's hard to tell what I'd have done in stealing later in life. Oh, stealing is something that's horrible. It's very bad. Oh, my. I mean, stealing is something that can cause friction and cause problems. It can cause trouble in your life because nobody wants to be around you because you steal from them and you take from them. I've just heard of somebody that stole from their own mother, and they're in prison and jail today. Stealing is not fun. You may think, oh, look what I got. I know of a boy, he hasn't just got caught yet. But he'll go in Walmart and steal them blind. You ever heard that expression? But I want to tell you something, there's coming a day when they're going to catch him. They'll catch him, oh yes. They will catch him. Stealing, I'm reminded of a story of two twins that done everything in life together. They lived, they done everything, went to school together, they did all the things, they was inseparable. Everything that they done together. They went to the same college, they did everything that they could, everything was just fine. They went to work for their daddy, had that owned a store together, and they fell to them that they was the owners after he passed away, and everything was done, everything they did was just for themselves and for each other. They did not, what one did, the other one did. did. What the other one went, the other one went. And all on through life. But one day, there was this one that came to the cash register and he put a dollar bill up on top of the cash register. And as he was there, another customer came in and he went and helped that other customer. And when he came back, the dollar bill was gone. So throughout the day, he asked his brother, said, "Did you take that dollar off the top of the cash register?" His brother said, "No." Said, "I didn't see no dollar up there." Throughout the next day or so, "Are you sure you didn't take that dollar off the cash register?" "No, I never took that dollar off the cash register." And it became such a friction between them because this one thought the other one had stolen the dollar that he had put up on the cash register. It became so great that it split their friendship all because of a dollar, and somebody stole that dollar. The one thought the one did and the other thought the other one was accusing them of stealing the dollar. They separated. It became so bad that they built a petition down through the store. One had one side of the store, the other had the other side. And if not only that, but it came so bad that the town split because of that. Hallelujah. If one side of the town worked on this side, went to this store. If you went to this store, you didn't go to that one. And if you went to that side, you didn't go to this one. Back and forth, they went all the way for 20 to 25 years. It was like that because of a dollar that was stolen. Oh my. And as they was there one day, this one man was on his side of the store. He was there. This big fancy car pulled up. And the man got out of the car. He came in and you could tell he was on edges. He was really didn't know what was going on and all the things. But finally he walked up to the proprietor there and he said, Sir, "I have a question to ask you." He said, "What is it?" He said, "Was this store in business about 20 or 25 years ago?" I remember it was 20 or 25 years. He said, "Yes, it was." He said, "Well, I have a confession to make." "What's that, sir?" He said, "Back then, I was riding the rails, and I was hungry, and I had no money whatsoever, and I came in the back door, and I saw a dollar bill on top of the cash register, and said I took it." He said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa." He said, "Will you go next door and tell my brother the story you're telling me?" He said, "Yes, sir, I sure will." He went around through the other side. He said, "Hey, brother," he said, "this man's got something to tell you." And he told him the exact same story. He said, "Well, I knew better than to take it. But," he said, "I was hungry. I didn't have no money. And," said, "I took that dollar bill. I stole that dollar." And when he stole it, before he ever finished the tale, tell him what happened, them two brothers were back in each other's arms begging for forgiveness. I want to tell you, stealing will separate you, will take apart and will take lives, will take a friendship for 25 years or however long it was. Their friendship had ceased. The good times that they had ceased. But my friend, I want to tell you something. They killed the giant that day and they made sure it was dead. They tore the wall down and they were reunited together. I want to tell you, church, I want to tell you, young people, do not steal. Do not lie. Do not cheat, because you know something. It'll come around and it will take you down. Don't remember and defeat the devil to make sure the devil is dead in your life today. Make sure he's not alive, that he can't get up. That's what David did. He made sure he couldn't get up. He was knocked out, whatever you want to say. He killed him with a stone, I don't know. But he made sure he was dead. The last point I want to make, and I feel it's very important in this hour. We're living a day and hour where sin is rampant. And a lot of you are older young people, so I'm not telling you nothing that you don't already know. If you've been out in the world any length of time, you know about sex. The Bible says in Romans 1:29, let me get over here to that and read that to you. It says, "Wherefore God also gave them up into uncleanness through the lust of their own bodies, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, and who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, even their women, and changed the natural use of their body, and against which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another. Men with men, working with that which is a seeming, unseemly, and received themselves recompense in the error which they meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness and fornication, wickedness, covetous, malicious, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignancy, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, who without the understanding covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do they commit the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. We are living in a time, young people, you are in a horrible time of living. Never before have I ever heard that same-sex marriages, which is untruthful, cannot happen. Before God Almighty, God said, He said He made them male and female. He made them Adam and Eve. And as I think I heard Brother Paul say, not Adam and Steve. And I want to tell you another thing, church. Hallelujah. Now that they got, somebody made the statement to me this Sunday morning, said that now that the Statue of Liberty, with the man that said that the maid that said the face used the face of his mother, said now that they think he used the face of his brother to make the Statue of Liberty, which makes it a transgender statue, which is a lie from hell. It is not. If you are, how many knows that at the Walmart, any place, when they got on the bathroom wall, they have a man in a pair of pants and a woman in a dress, so that distinguishes a man and a female. So church, don't wear men don't wear a dress, girls don't wear pants. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. Remember, he said, for fornication, because we're living in a day and hour where sin doth abound, but grace doth much more abound. So remember, church, there is a devil out there, a giant in your life, but you got to kill him and make sure the giant is dead today in this house, because the enemy of our soul is after us to take us to hell. My Lord and my God, he's after you and he's after me also. It don't matter how old we get. Hallelujah. There was this one preacher that was an older gentleman on his deathbed. This young preacher came by to see him and said, sir, said, I got a question to ask you. Said, when has the devil ever left you alone? He said, my God, son, he's been by here this morning to try to get me to turn around. He's going to take you to the last breath to try to get you to turn around. But defeat the devil today. Make sure the enemy is doomed and damned in your soul. And make sure he's dead. And make sure he's down and out forever. Hallelujah. Cut his head off with the word of God. Hallelujah. When I was in school over 30 years ago, it was bad then. But it's a whole lot worse now. A whole lot worse. Hallelujah. Oh my. Now, girls, I'm going to hit you first. But I'm going to get the guys in just a minute. Hallelujah. Girls, don't dress in such a way that's provocative, that will show your every movement of your clothes. Well, I got a dress on, but yet it seems like it's been painted on you. That's wrong. That's wrong. I mean, I know, but you can get clothes that fit you. You can fit clothes that cover you up that does not hug you so tight. Hallelujah. Boys also, keep your pants loose. Not want to fall down past your bottom, but keep them up. Pull the suspenders if you have to. Put them on. You say, I'm a young chick. I'm a young guy. I don't care. Put suspenders on if you need them on. Put them up. Don't let them fall down past your bottom. My God in heaven, that is ridiculous. Kill the giant. man, don't look to the world. If there's a man out there, you're talking to some boy, and he tries to do things to you. The Bible says, whatever thy hand find to do, do with all thy might. I mean, smack a fire to him as hard as you can smack him. I mean, smack a fire out of him. Kill the giant. Say, no, sir, boy. I remember a story of a young girl one time that was going out, and this boy took her out in the back roads. Wanted to do things to her. She said, no, sir, I will not. He said, well, you'll have to walk home. She said, let me out. And she walked home. But you know what? She killed the giant. Hallelujah. Boys, don't you ever think about doing something to a young lady that you wouldn't do your wife, to your mother or your daughter or your sister. And I know there are some in this hour that it don't make no difference, whether they're sisters or whatever, but I'm telling you, God will make a... You will have to answer to God for it. Keep your hands off of that girl, because there's somebody, if the Lord should tarry, she will be somebody's wife. She may not be yours. You say, this is too much. No, I was really praying about this. Hallelujah. Girls, there's nothing wrong with being a virgin when you walk down the aisle on your wedding day. That's everything that's right. Hallelujah. Me and my wife was virgins when we walked down the aisle 31 years ago. Ha ha ha. Over to God. Oh, you ever have Oh, yeah. But you know something? We killed the giant, and we never let him get a hope in our lives by the help and the grace of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you are a virgin, you are clean. You are not used merchandise. Hallelujah. Girls, they'll tell you, but you are missing a lot of fun. I'll tell you what you're missing. You are missing... Hallelujah. Let me see here. Remember what you're missing: facing the fear of pregnancy, the fear of STDs, sexually transmitted disease, and knowing that you're pure if you lose your virginity. Don't let the enemy of your soul destroy you. My God. Boys, you be pure. And a virgin when you walk down the aisle. Hallelujah. For some reason, a girl has a bad name if they fall. But I want to tell you something. In my book, the boy is just as bad of a harlot as a girl is. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. The boy is just as much of a harlot as a girl is. They think they're studs, but I'll tell you, they're not. They're wimps. Hallelujah. Girls, believe. You can be like they are any day of the week. But they can never be like you are. Once you lose it, it's gone. You can never regain it. Oh, hallelujah. Boys, remember, you can do what they do any day of the week. But you can always be pure, but you can never go back. It goes for boys and girls the same way. Hallelujah. Boys, you have a responsibility to that young lady to treat her like she's a queen and like she will be a mother to some child someday. You have a responsibility, young men, to treat her with utmost respect. Keep your hands off of her. That's forbidden by God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to be a virgin also, like I've said before, when you walk down the aisle, just like she does. Ooh, glory to God. Remember, kill the giant before he kills you. Hallelujah. When I was looking for a mate, I had two girls that I thought, oh, thank God I didn't get them. But I had a mama and a sister that was praying for me. And I got the cream of the crop sitting right back there on that second seat. My daughter and wife, Brenda K. Gene Simmons. 31 years. The Bible says, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. She got both ends. She got the poor part and the sickness and in hell. She got the sickness too. But you know what? She has stood with me. She has stood with me. And I want to tell you something. When I was looking for my wife, you know what I'd done? I watched her when I was in church to see how she reacted when I was there. I want to see whether she got in or not. So if you want looking for a good girl, you make sure she's in the church and the altar and working for God. We had a young lady at the church years ago. She went to church with Daddy and them for camp meeting after camp meeting. But she got in her mind that she wanted to be a nurse. And I got to hurry up and close. She wanted to be a nurse. She was going to be a missionary nurse. She checked how many times she take that test, 3 or 4. 4 times before she ever passed it to become a nurse. Don't you think God was trying to tell her no? Do you know something? She's backslid tonight. She didn't have well, no, she's not no missionary nurse. She's worried about the money. Don't be like Eutychus was. Come to church. Outwardly, you're in. But inwardly, you're out. Don't look for the things of this world. Young people, I love you. I appreciate you. And I want to see you make it to heaven. But remember, there is a giant in your life. But make sure you kill the giant. And make sure he's dead. Because the enemy of our soul is after each and every one of us. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that I've said something here today, Lord, that will touch each and every heart today that's here, each young person. I pray that you would touch them, God, moved by your power and your spirit. Lord, help them to realize that they're the enemy of our souls after us. Bless these precious people. Again, we pray, young people, we pray, touch them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Tammy, thought he just did a fantastic job. Amen. Preach some home truths, what we call those home truths. Hallelujah. Because they strike home. Hallelujah.
Well, God, I tell you what. Come on up. We'll take a little change of position here. Let's sing. Everybody help me sing this.
Let's just sing it. Get ready for the next meeting here. Hallelujah. Well, I started out to win.